I'm Drew Dawson with GPB News. Former Georgia Governor and U.S. Senator Zell Miller has died at the age of 86, this following treatment for Parkinson's disease. Brian Miller, the grandson of Zell Miller and CEO of the Miller Institute Foundation, told WRDW-TV that the former governor passed away peacefully, surrounded by his family. A ransomware attack on the city of Atlanta's computer network is being investigated by the FBI and the Department of Homeland Security. The Thursday morning attack knocked out many of the city's internal systems and applications people use to pay bills or access court information. Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms is urging current and former city employees and customers to check bank account statements and credit cards.
We don't know the extent, so we just ask that you be vigilant.
Public safety, water services, and the Atlanta airport are operating normally. Savannah faced a similar attack earlier this year. Well, that ransomware attack is prompting the Atlanta airport to take some defensive measures. Although the airport was not directly affected by the cyber attack, an airport spokesperson told the AJC that public Wi-Fi at the world's busiest airport is now shut down. The airport's website is advising passengers to check with their airlines for flight information and security wait times. No timeline has been established for when Wi-Fi will be restored. Activists gathered at Atlanta's Ebenezer Baptist Church last night to hold an urban gun violence town hall. Ebenezer pastor Raphael Warnock said, while recent school shootings deserve attention, communities of color can't be forgotten.
A massacre happens in black and brown communities every day, right? It's just spread out all over the country.
The National Black Brown Gun Violence Prevention Consortium is planning a 10-city listening and learning tour this spring. Well, the March for Our Lives takes place Saturday in Washington, D.C. and across the country, including Georgia. GPB's Emily Curitan reports.
18 marches are planned across the state, and thousands of people are expected in Atlanta as a show of solidarity with school shooting survivors. The 1.6-mile Atlanta March begins at the Center for Human and Civil Rights and ends at Liberty Plaza by the Capitol Building. Organizers say the event is nonpartisan, and the mission is to demand action from Congress on gun violence issues. Lyft is offering free rides to marchers who RSVP ahead of time, and MARTA will run extra trains and buses to accommodate the huge crowds. For GPB News, I'm Emily Curitan in Atlanta.
The final piece of Governor Nathan Deal's year-long criminal justice overhaul is expected to see a vote in the Georgia House early next week. The proposal passed through the House Judiciary Non-Civil Committee yesterday. It would give judges more leeway in foregoing cash bail for low-income offenders and more opportunities to impose community service rather than fines. Governor Deal has said those changes free up the criminal justice system to focus on incarcerating the most serious and violent offenders. The measure does enhance penalties for certain crimes involving firearms. And the Senate Judiciary Committee has approved a bill to crack down on distracted driving in Georgia, which is widely blamed for the spike in fatal crashes and dramatic increases in auto insurance premiums. The bill has already passed the House. For more GPB news, visit gpbnews.org and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter.